sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Well, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And this mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed.
Praise this afternoon. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that it's not anything we can do. We can't. Jesus said there's nothing you can do to add to your stature or, you know, or anything like that. It's what he's already done for you. Amen. Just believe on his word. Amen. Praise God. And I'm so glad we can have just rest on that. Amen. How many are ready for the word? Amen. So let's have Brother Wade come, and coming out a little bit early today. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart. As Brother Wade comes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Yes, I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. See you. Yes, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Sing.
Good to be here. We getting started a little early. Maybe I'll catch you right before you. You've been used to sleeping at about 2:30, so I get you 30 minutes quicker. So give your body a little shock. But good to be in the house of the Lord. You love the Lord? Amen. He's good to us, isn't he? I want to read you something that Brother Joe gave us. Tell you what time we're living in. The Pope has visited the Imam of the United Arab Emirates, Muslim, and said the document signed by Pope Francis and the Grand Imam was prepared with much reflection and prayer. The one great danger at this moment, he continued, is destruction, war, and hatred. And if we don't embrace one another, kiss one another, even pray, our faith will be defeated. The Pope explained that the document is born of faith in God, who is the Father of all, the Father of peace. It condemns all destruction, all terrorism, from the first terrorism in history, that being Cain. The Holy Father, I don't even like that word. The Holy Father said that from the Catholic point of view, the document on human fraternity, which is fraternizing, human fraternity does not go 1 millimeter beyond the Second Vatican Council. The document was made in the spirit of Vatican II. Yeah. Among Muslims, he said, there are various opinions, but to them too, it is a process. Speaking of his meeting with the Muslim leaders, the Pope says he took away from the encounter were wisdom and fidelity. The path of wisdom and fidelity leads you to build peace. He left with an impression of being in the midst of true sages. I was very satisfied. Wow. A Protestant and the one most radical religion in the world, besides Catholicism, and they're meeting together and signed a treaty. Wow. How close are we? Amen. If you got your Bibles, let's turn to Revelation 6. By way of announcements, I'll make a few now since they didn't make many. The banquet, remember, it is next Saturday. Pictures at 4 o'clock, eat at 5. I'll have to be real late. So Brother Joe and him may have to take mine and June's picture afterwards because I got to work both shifts at post office next week. So it'll be 5 o'clock before I get finished. But if you need an address, I think everybody knows where it's at. Brother John's got it now. I gave it to him to be there. And also remember the Father's Day fishing trip. These dates are set in stone now because I had to rent the buildings. Their website was down Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday night at midnight. I stayed up till midnight Wednesday night after church so we could get these rooms. And one had already been taken at 12:15. So I went ahead and ordered 4 rooms for us all, which will be June the 16th, 17th, and 18th, which is a Sunday. We'll leave Sunday and go Monday and come back Tuesday morning at Lake Tugalo, which is about 30 minutes up the road from where we are. So just remember that. It's always Father's Day weekend. Don't let it surprise you. It always happens in June. All right. So, and also remember me. I'll be leaving March the 7th, going to the Philippines, and I'll be back on the 19th, Lord willing. There's a few things that we got to take care of while we're over there. And the saints are looking forward to it, to a good trip. So we think that will be just wonderful. And also, as Brother Dale mentioned, March the 2nd, that is the first Saturday in March at 5 o'clock up here in the sanctuary. We need all officials of the church, not secondary, all officials of the church. Is that all right? Song leaders, deacons, preachers, trustees, technicians, board of directors. You can be exempt if you want to. Board of directors, and if you have a question of that, whether you need to be there, ask me. But musicians don't have to, if you got a dual job, yeah, but musicians, you don't all the kids and all, they don't have to come, and all the secondary people, just the ones that have a job. When everybody's here, if you got a job, then you need to show up. You need to be here at 5 o'clock to go over some things that we need to go over. We're getting bigger, we're getting more diverse, and we need to have some, we're going to actually read where Brother Branham told us what each office was, just to reiterate that we know what office is, and then we'll cover some other things going forward. I want to commend Josiah Canada. Where's he at? In the back? Zach Black. Benjamin Panunwe, and Michael. These guys, when we had company this morning and didn't have a place to sit to eat, they got up and got there. No one had to. Now, I did say something to Jim. I said, we need to ask those guys to get up. Josiah was the first man to stand up. The rest of them followed him. They got up. They gave their table to the sisters that were with us this morning. So you give them a big hand. Amen. They weren't asked. They weren't asked. So that's commendable. And even Anderson Marunga made coffee. I about fell over. And it kind of looked like he knew what he was. He was comfortable. You know, a lot of times men, when you look at them, they say, that dude ain't never done that before. But he had done it before. He didn't spill anything. And then I told Jim, I said, he'll do right if he'll put that little cup up there so nobody will drink it while it's being made. He reached over and got a cup and stuck it up in there. He's a good man. So that's good. Revelation 6. But thank God for that we got people that are led by the Lord, because they weren't told to do that. And they had just got right up automatically and done it. In this day and hour, that is a victory. That is a victory. Amen? Because you can't hardly get a kid to get out of your way out there. They'll stand in your way just to make a point. You understand what I'm saying? So Revelation 6, verse 12. Thank God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the time that we have. Lord, to come and just for a few minutes talk about you, Lord. We ask you just take care of each one here. Be with the ones on the highways. Be with Brother Dale, myself, and David Toller, Lord, as we take a little trip up to Illinois, that you'll just clear the highways back, Lord, and everything will be fine. We pray that you'll just bless each one. Bless the sisters that were here this morning. They're on their way back to Florida now, one to South Carolina, the others to Florida. Lord, may you be with them, Lord, in their van as they travel, Lord, and give them traveling mercy. Father, forgive us of our sins and give us a blessing today that we cannot contain and we cannot hold. Thank you for the people here, Lord. Thank you for the upbringing of our youth and the ones that are doing the things that, Lord, sometimes we only, as humans, mention the bad that goes on. But, Lord, I like to mention the good things that are happening, Lord, the things that you're doing you said this thing's all going to be a secret, and it will. This is all a secret coming of you. But it has to be in a bride of Jesus Christ. We pray that you'd bless us now and take care of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I told them downstairs this morning in Sunday school class that, you know, and don't get me wrong, the head, which is Christ, is important. The most important. But without a body, the head's worthless. Without a body. Think about it. Without a body, the head can send all kind of signals. If there's no body for it to go into, it's going nowhere. So God said, I have to have a body, and it's the bride of Jesus Christ. So him being the head, when he fires that receptor coming down from that brain and it goes to that hand, his foot doesn't move, his hand moves. All right, so that's what you and I are. We're going to be what? An instrumentality of God. When he moves, when that receptor fires into his brain, we move. All right? And I beheld when it opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men, and the chief captains and the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? You may be seated. The Lord has his blessing to read in the word. If anybody does need anything, Brother Dale and I will be together. We'll be back late Tuesday night. So just call us if you need us, or get in touch with Brother Terrence or one of the preachers here, one of the ministers. Okay. So, we'll be back Tuesday afternoon pretty late. All right. Let's start with the first. We look at the sixth seal. Starting with showing what the seal was. Brother Brown was talking about the seal being the two prophets, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about just for a little while today, are the two prophets. And then I think what we'll do is I was looking back there, and I'll read some quotes in a minute that's not on the list. But we know that all trumpets sound under the sixth seal. Right. And we know the trumpets are not to us, they're to Israel. But we do get the spiritual application of it. Amen? We have to have a spiritual application. There has to be a trumpet sound. You heard a gospel trumpet. Amen. You heard a gospel trumpet and you came to that sounding of that trumpet. Because remember, that's one of the three things that happens at his coming. Shout, the voice, the trump. And what does the trumpet do? It always called Israel to the day of atonement. We'll get into that maybe next Sunday. But let's run through this real quick on the two prophets. Now, we know who they are. We know they're Moses and Elijah. All right, it's not the person Moses and Elijah. It's the spirit of Moses and the spirit of Elijah. That's what the prophet of God said. And we'll not read that for sake of time. But let's read number one. Because we're still, even though we're looking at this sixth seal, this sixth seal is the last seal of redemption. I know it's 2 o'clock, but you can say amen. Don't wait till 2:30. You say amen now. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Man, we had all them preachers sitting up here yesterday morning. Y'all didn't get a thing. It just hit us right there and it stopped. See what you get for sitting on the front row? Brother Boyd, he got a blessing too. He's sitting up there also. Amen. So now the earthquake, let us compare scriptures and then let's go on down to the red part. Compare scriptures of this great event that we will see that this great secret or mystery that was under the sixth seal of the book of redemption. So we know the sixth seal. We know it finishes redemption, but the sixth seal is the whole book. Amen. The book of redemption is all tied up in that seal 1 through 6. Amen. Because the seventh seal is silence. The seventh seal is no movement, no motion. It's just silence in heaven for the space of a half an hour. But seal 1 through seal 6, there's something going on all the time. Right. All right? There's movement. God is a God of movement. All right? That's why they say at the Wailing Wall, you know, they do the... Right. That they're a God of movement. When they're at that Wailing Wall, the Jews now, they're moving. Why? That God is a God of movement.
Right.
All right. God don't sit still for nothing.
Amen.
All right. And the sixth seal. Now remember, these are hidden mysteries. And the sixth seal altogether is one great big book.
Right.
Six scrolls rolled together. And it unwinds the whole book of redemption. That's how the whole earth was redeemed. So we've come from the redemption of man to now we're looking at the redemption of the earth. All right, but now you got to remember it's this earth first, then the ball that we're living on called earth, it will follow. See, that's why the whole creation is waiting, Romans 8, the whole creation is waiting and groaning, what? For the manifestation of the sons of God, this whole world, the earth, all the earthquakes and all those things, that's waiting on me and you, because it's not in its right to be conditioned. This earth was created for perfect eternal people. This earth was created for that. It wasn't created for chaos and sin and murder and all that stuff. It was not. It was created to be inhabited by the children of God.
Glory.
Amen. So that's what we're getting back to. All right. The second, let's read number 2. So the whole earth is going to be redeemed, but it's got to go through something before it gets its redemption. Same way as you and I. You and I will not go through any physical tribulation. Period. Not the wrath of God. You and I stand complete in Christ because He took the wrath of God. Amen. He took the wrath of God upon Himself, annihilated it, and says you're perfect. All right? So that's us. But the sixth seal is the tribulation period. You and I are going to go through a period of tribulation. You're going through one now. If you don't have, if tomorrow morning you don't have to go to work, number one, you're blessed. But there's not a soul in here that hasn't got a tax issue coming up April the 16th. Hey, hello. Oh, yeah. Everybody start. Now that's tribulation to me. All y'all that get all that money back, I want to talk to y'all. I have to pay every year. So, you know. So I'm going through a tribulation period up to April the 16th, and then if I have to pay, it continues on. Amen? Everybody that can say amen, say amen.
Amen.
But now that's talking about us. But we got to look at this seal, though, because, see, all this happens after we leave. We will never touch a tribulation wrath of God poured out upon the sinless people. That's tribulation. The wrath of God poured out on sinless people. Sinning people. Not sinless people. Sorry. We got that at first. But the sinning people are the sinners is where the wrath is poured out. Okay? Because look, the bride's gone. In other words, and look, let me tell you something about the body of Christ. The body of Christ is not the foolish virgin. Right. The body of Christ is not the 144,000.
Right.
It's not the cup of water in my name.
Right.
It's not Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph.
Right.
It's not even John the Baptist.
Right.
Right.
It's the bride.
Amen.
The bride is his body on the day of Pentecost. That's what I told him downstairs. Listen, when Jesus was here, he was the head of all things.
Right.
But there was nothing to be ahead of.
Right. That's right.
He didn't save one soul by the new birth while he was here on earth.
Right.
Not one person.
Right.
Sure, he said, well, you know, you keep doing this and you go sin no more. That wasn't an inward work.
That's right.
Everything eternal was in that man. Everything eternal was in that man walking on the face of the earth. And it was so caught inside that body till he couldn't get out.
Right.
He had to die to release it.
That's right.
So it could come back on me and you.
Right.
So his body, sure, he was standing there with his body, but it was an eternal body inside of that body he was living in. Amen? It wasn't his outside physical body. Listen, that was a sacrifice. That was Isaiah 53. He gave his soul a ransom. Now, the soul's what bought you. But his stripes that he took and the things that he took in his body was for you on the outside guy. We don't need stripes in our soul. He took those stripes, physical stripes, to heal your body. Amen? Because there's a separation there. He gave his soul a ransom. The very soul of God. He ransomed his own soul to get your soul. Because you were in there. In that throne. Somebody said that this morning. I don't remember who. Yeah. So the sixth seal is a tribulation period. So we have to go through a minor one. We go through tribulation of problems that we have. And we're going to cover that later on. Because those tribulation... In this part of the tribulation period, God sends two prophets down to draw out 144,000 people that are servants to the bride. Is that all right? Say amen. But what's going to happen before that is that you and I are going to have to come to a tribulation period. We had a prophet come in the end time. We had a prophet pronounce things. And I want to clear something up. Thank you, Brother Michael, for reminding me of that. Last Sunday, I was talking about he who prophesy must die, right? And that's exactly the truth.
Right.
Well, Brother Michael walks in the study after church, and he said, well, now, these people like Samuel prophesied, and he wasn't dead yet. So I got to go back and explain that. Because those who prophesy must die. They're prophesying of something to come. Now, look, Brother Branham prophesied seven dreams or seven visions. Five of them come to pass while he was still alive.
Sure.
Two, you can say whenever, but we know the last one happened because the United States is not laying in ruins yet.
Right.
Whatever you want to think about the Catholic Church or a woman in a White House, I don't really care about that. But those happen. But the major prophecy Brother Branham came to prophesy was that the bride was here.
Right.
That God was in flesh in you and me.
Right.
In the Son of Man ministry, that was his major prophecy. Think of Elijah. Elijah had many prophecies in his time, right? Elijah, the man, Elijah. But remember, he prophesied of Jezebel's death. But he died, or he went up in a rapture before that happened. Right? Elisha is the one that saw Jezebel die. Amen? And what did Brother Branham say? I've been reading it. Elijah typed Christ. Elisha typed who? The bride. So whatever Brother Branham prophesied to come to pass, you and I are recipients of that.
Right.
Part of the prophecy.
Right.
But we must not say then, like what Brother Dale's talking about, we must say, well, it's coming. It's something coming. It's something. We're going to something.
No.
Well, that's prophesying.
Right. Right. That's right.
Then you have to die.
Right.
Even Jesus prophesied.
Right.
And he died. But he died for me and you. He died so that we would become the prophecy.
Amen.
Amen. We got to step into, I preached a long time ago in Jamaica. You know, Brother Branham had that vision of the people in Jamaica going up and down the hills.
Amen.
That's great to have that prophecy. It's great to have Brother Branham prophesy over anything. because I believe what he said was the truth. But there had to be a fulfillment. There had to be somebody literally standing in that vision.
Right.
And it's not a vision anymore. It's not a vision anymore.
Yeah.
It's a reality. Right. When we were standing on that mountain, we were going up and down that mountain with the Jamaicans. That was a fulfillment of that prophecy.
Right.
That wasn't prophecy anymore. It was reality.
Right.
Same thing, what's going to happen? You and I are going to become the recipients of the prophecy,
right,
become a reality, and then we're going to leave out of here.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
So the sixth seal is the tribulation period. So that's going to take place after the bride is gone. There's no living creatures. He's talking about lion, ox, man, and eagle. Now, God's not dealing with the church anymore. And we're going to get into that. I've been studying a little bit on that with the Feast of the Trumpets, because remember, the Feast of Atonement, I'll read it in a little while, the Feast of Atonement. You and I are living now under the Feast of Pentecost. Hello. You and I are living under the Feast of Pentecost, which the day of Pentecost was back AD 30. On the, when the day of Pentecost, and that day has continued through the Gentile dispensation. But when we leave, God's going to take it to Israel, not to kill the sacrifice again. That day of atonement is the morning that something had been killed. We'll get into that, so it's okay, you can think about it, but still, in other words, they're not going to have to take Jesus Christ and put him back on the cross and show him to the 144,000. No, the day of atonement will be that they will realize that the lamb has already been killed 2,000 years ago,
right,
and they're going to realize now they're not prophecy, they're what was prophesied of, and they're standing right in the middle of what was going on.
Right.
Amen? Is that all right? So he's dealing with Israel. And listen, you say, oh, and sometimes we do. Sometimes we say, oh, that's all to Israel. But it's a great thing for us to see that.
Amen.
To see what God's doing to Israel. Because whatever he's doing to Israel, he's already done to us.
Right.
Already done to us.
Right.
Listen, this is on that side of the prophecy.
Right.
Now they get theirs, but this is on our Gentile side. The bride's gone. So whatever prophecy we had,
right,
we're done. Are we prophesied of a millennium?
No.
No. We're not prophesied of a millennium.
Right.
The millennium's to the Jews.
Right.
They're prophesied of a millennium.
Right.
You say, well, what about a future home? You got it right now.
Amen.
It's inside of you.
Right.
We're just going to all gather together.
Amen.
Luis's little 2 acres. Aaron's going to need a few more acres. He's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But the few acres, if you sit up here, you get talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we all got the part of a city, so we're not prophesying of a city to come. I'm sure John saw the city coming down. Sure, that's going to be a day of culmination when that's going to happen. But you and I are already promised it right now.
Glory.
Israel's promised a millennium. They got to get to it. But you know who is keeping us? Who's keeping it away?
I am.
Oh, here we go again. And that's true because of the prophecy. We have not fulfilled our part of the prophecy yet.
Right.
They without us cannot be made perfect.
Amen.
That's our prophecy. To become perfect. Amen. God's not dealing with the church anymore. It's done gone. He's dealing with Israel. This is the other side. This is when Israel received the message of the kingdom by the two prophets.
Right.
We'll read here in just a little bit. I'm going to stand over here. Remember, Israel is a nation. God's servant nation.
Right.
Servants. Not bride. Servants. Okay. And then when Israel is brought in, it'll be a national affair.
Amen.
Israel, the kingdom age, is where David, Brother Dale was talking about this morning, where David, the son of David, sits on the throne.
Right.
All right? That's what? That was a prophecy.
Right.
The prophecy is in the Old Testament.
Right.
I believe it's in Ezekiel or somewhere. Somewhere where it says that I'll never, in other words, David's throne will be continual.
Right.
Now, we know that hadn't happened naturally. Because when Solomon died, it wasn't Solomon's son that took over, or if it was, it didn't last long. Okay? And there's nobody sitting on the throne now in Israel. So this is a promise in the millennium that the son of David will sit in his kingly throne, and he's not going to rule me and you.
Right.
He's ruling the 12 tribes of Israel.
Right.
You and I are not included in that.
Right.
Sure, we're going to sit with him there. But we're going to be on a honeymoon.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to bother us.
Right.
Number 3. And when we find out, John said, I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake. Then all nature was interrupted. See, God's been doing great things like healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind, doing great works. But we find out here that nature took a tumble. Yep. Now, we've been talking about what's been happening to people. Now what's going to happen is what's going to happen to the natural earth.
Right.
And listen, it's not going to happen just to be happening. The two prophets are here. We're gone.
Right.
So the wrath of God is poured out on the earth. Okay? But Israel, this is what I believe. Israel will be in Goshen. The 144,000 may go through some kind of persecution, but they're not going to be killed until that 1260 days is over.
Right. Right.
Amen?
Amen.
But the whole, the other part of the earth is going to just be in chaos.
Right.
Yeah. All right? Yet nature, look what taken. The earthquake, sun went black, moon wouldn't give its light, stars shook and fell. Everything happened right at the time of the opening of this sixth seal. That's when it takes place, right immediately after the announcement of those martyrs, what, the fifth seal. The martyrs had been finished. All right, number four. Sixth seal, same place. For we know that this sixth seal is the judgment seal. So like I said before, you and I don't go through a judgment, but we do go through, we're judging now.
Right.
To me, that's what our judge is now.
Right.
That statue of perfect man is what's judging us at the moment. You're not judged for your soul being eternal if you're born again. No. You're judged whether you can live those all out through there in that outside man or the middle man. Right? That okay? All right. So what's that dealing with? That's dealing with the earth you live in. It's dealing with the things that we do and we don't do. All right? For we know that the sixth seal is the judgment seal. It's the judgment seal. See, our judgment seal, our judgment seat is where you're sitting today. Brother Branham, judgment starts at the house of God. All right? We're not supposed to judge people out there, but you know what? We're supposed to come together and judge things in the sanctuary and not have to take it to court, right? Amen. That's what the Bible says. We're not supposed to take a man to court, a brother to court. Now, somebody outside, yeah, because they're just lawless people. But you know, if me and Luis had a dispute, we're supposed to settle it here.
Right.
We're not supposed to let it get so bad to where we got to go to court with it. That's wrong.
Yeah. Amen.
That shows bad lack of judgment and maybe a lot of other things. Because that's what the Bible says. How are you going to judge angels if you can't judge in the church?
Right.
Bring something before the church, settle it here. I'd rather settle it here. You want to go settle it in a lawyer's office? An unregenerated lawyer?
Right.
I don't have nothing against lawyers, but Jesus did say it's going hard for them, be hard for them to get in the kingdom. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Right, Sister Jenny? That's what he said, wasn't it? That's what he said. So anyway, well, you can be born again and be a lawyer. That's okay. You can do that.
Yeah.
But not many. Seeing the church go. Now it's finished. Goes up. Then we see the martyrs under the altar. Here's the breaking forth of the judgment upon the people. We're out of this tribulation judgment. So out of the tribulation judgment is going to come 144,000 redeemed Jews.
Glory.
I'll prove to you they're Jews, not Gentiles. Now, we know for a fact the two witnesses are not going to be Gentiles because they won't listen to them. And the spirit of Moses and Elijah come from the Old Testament in the Jewish time. We know they're not Gentiles. Okay? They're Jews. All right? And they have nothing to do with the bride, not a thing. The bride, we done seen the bride's gone. You can't place that anywhere. Don't come back until the 19th chapter of the book of, you know, that means the book of Revelation. Because
right.
We go up on 4:1. When Brother Dale reads that scripture in Revelation 4, verse 1, it says, after these things, what?
Right.
After these church ages.
Exactly right.
Revelations 1, 2, and 3 is the church ages. Revelation 4, 1 starts off, it says, after these things, what? After the church ages are over. We go up through that open door. He said, I heard a voice in heaven said, what? Come up hither. And they went up through the open door. You and I are going to go up through that open door. And then God's going to come straight down and deal with the Jews. We know Revelations 5 is a heavenly scene. Revelations 5 is a scene that covers a lot of territory. Because Brother Branham said it was the Lamb doing intercessory work in the church ages.
Right.
All right. So that was what was going on there. And then what? Revelation 6, the seals are not to us, the seals are to the Jews. We know that.
Right?
And then Revelation 19, we come back in Revelation 19 into what? The millennium.
Right.
real simple. And notice, for the sixth seal is the judgment seal of the Word. So we all have to stand at that judgment seal.
Right.
The Word's judging us right now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Pretty simple. I mean, we're being judged at the moment. But we'll never stand in judgment. Listen, if you become the Word, in other words, if you are the Word, how can you be judged? The Word is the judgment. The Word can't ever be judged. The Word is the judgment. So if you're the Word made flesh, you're the judgment made flesh. Because you and I, remember, you and I are going to judge even angels. Amen? So let's go to Revelation 11. And let's read. Now this is the two prophets. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. Angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out, measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall be tread underfoot 42 months. We know how long that is, 1260 days, 3.5 years. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,200 and 80 days, that's 1,260 days, at 30 days to a month, which is exactly 3.5 years. All right? So they're not going to prophesy 3.5 of our calendar years. They're going to prophesy 1,260 days in sackcloth and ashes, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemy. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut up heaven. Now who did that? No, who shut up heaven? Elijah. Elijah, for exactly how long? 3.5 years. So he knows how to do it. And have power over water to turn to blood. Who did that? Moses. The whole Nile River. Oh, could you imagine? Oh. Turn that whole river into blood. And to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. So if any plague comes, it'll come through those two prophets. And then they shall have finished their testimony. The beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Then remember, they lay in the streets dead. They don't even bury them. They just leave them there. CNN got all their cameras and all the other ABC and CBS and NBC and MSNBC. And boy, you got news everywhere around here now. Well, they got all their cameras turned on these two guys that tormented the world. But they're going to get a real surprise when them two just stand up without the help. There won't be any paramedics around. No. God Almighty will raise them right up from the dead.
Glory.
And they'll take a rapture. All right, let's read. Let's go to number 5. So that's the two witnesses. They're on the earth. And I like to say they're already on the earth now. They're not babies. They can't be babies. If we're this close to getting out of here, they can't be little bitty children. They got to be somewhere in this world. See, that's what I mean. We must anticipate that this thing's coming to an end real close.
Exactly.
And must anticipate that the two witnesses are already, something's working. Now, they can't receive the new birth or they go into rapture with us.
Yeah. Right.
They're going to have to receive it when we leave.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Because what goes up? The bride goes up.
Amen.
And the bride, the only one that goes up is the one that's got the new birth in their soul.
Right.
So they've got to stay here and preach to the 144,000. All right, look. What can bring these things but the Word? So they're not, listen, they're not just two prophets standing over there just calling fire and calling the earthquakes and calling anything. No, they're Word prophets.
Right.
They know what's going on. That's why I said I believe they're already here now, somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
And they could be listening to the message. You never know.
That's right.
They could be. They got to know something. And then they'll get that anointing for the 1,260 days, okay?
Right.
Because look, they can do nature any way they want to. Here it is. They're the one who brings on this sixth seal.
Right.
They uncover and open it up. In other words, I believe God reveals to them what their whole situation is.
Right. Yes.
All right, remember?
Right.
I mean, he even brought Moses up. And of course, Moses made a lot of boo-boos. Right? He made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
But these two prophets, man, they're straight from that sixth seal. They come right out of Revelation where we just read it. And they should be able to see themselves just like that.
Right.
See, the sixth seal is completely an interruption of nature. We're going to get into that later on because of us. It's the power of God to interrupt nature. So that power of God is in them. Do you get it now? There's your seal. Who does it? It's the prophets, the other side of the rapture.
Exactly.
So we're gone, done. There's no one else left here bride-wise. There's only 144,002. Everybody all right?
Amen.
With the power of God, the word of God, they just condemn nature. They can send earthquakes, turn the moon into blood, the sun can go down, or anything at their command. Amen.
Right.
There you are, there you are. See? See how the seals open down there in the church age, how it showed the martyrs. Now he's talking backwards. He's going back. And now here's these two prophets, because remember, this thing don't open in the church ages.
Right.
It opens after we're gone.
Exactly.
I just read you all that. And now here's these two prophets standing here with the word of God to do anything to nature they want to. And they shake the earth.
Right.
And it shows exactly who does it. It's Moses and Elijah, because there's their ministry reimpersonated again, both men. Oh my, do you see it now? See what the sixth seal is? It's those two prophets. So the seal that kept all that sealed up, because remember, it doesn't say anything about Moses and Elijah in the scripture. It says my two witnesses.
Right.
Don't even call them prophets.
Right.
It says my two witnesses
right.
are witnessing 1260 days. But then Brother Branham goes under that seal, pulls the seal back off. And when he pulls that seal off, there's two prophets.
Right.
There's exactly Moses and there's exactly Elijah, the two ministries re-impersonated. I don't think this, he didn't mean to say impersonate because they're not impersonating. It is the spirit of Moses and Elijah. All right. But see what the sixth seal is? It's those two prophets. Don't let it choke you, but watch what opened that seal. You know why he's saying that? He said, don't get choked because of what I'm doing. Don't get choked because of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
He just didn't say that, but we can say that now on this side of the prophet being here. Don't get choked up that a prophet cannot open a seal or can't open a seal because those two prophets opened the seal.
Right.
Right there. You got it? But we had a Gentile prophet. To a Gentile church, to open the seals for me and you to see the redemption of this man,
right.
the redemption of the body.
Right.
They open, oh wait a minute, there you are, oh we're living in the eagle day. Now why did he use that phrase?
Right.
He wanted you to realize, eagle is prophetic. We're living in a prophetic age,
right.
a prophetic time, brother, head up among the clouds. They opened that sixth seal. They have power to do it. Amen. There's your sixth seal coming open.
Glory.
So the two prophets on the earth, they're speaking the word of God. And they're not just standing on a street corner going rain, wind, fire, earthquake. They're preaching. They're trying to bring 144,000 people out. And during the time of that preaching, the word of God is going to be so real to this is just my opinion because I can't find it in the Bible. Them 144,000 is not going to be just doing this.
Right.
Oh, no. They're going to get that revelation, and I think they're going to start with. They're not like the two prophets, but they ain't going to keep their mouth shut for 1,260 days. That's a long time.
Right.
All right? So there's your sixth seal opening up. See, when it opens that sixth seal, sure, it's the two prophets standing there, but it's the two prophets to who? 144,000.
Right.
And they're going to receive the message just like you did. And you didn't keep quiet about it. You didn't keep silent.
Right.
Amen? So what are they going to do? Let's look at this just for a second, and then we'll close on this thought right here. Let's go to Daniel 9. We got to go back to the Daniel 70 weeks. Is that all right? Say amen.
Amen.
Where we're going to anyway. Now watch, because look, these two prophets have everything to do with this that we're getting ready to talk about.
Right.
The two prophets,
right.
right? So that is the sixth seal opening up.
Right.
The 70 witnesses, this scripture we're going to read is the opening, part of it is the opening of the sixth seal. Everybody all right? Because watch this, let's compartmentalize it. I wanted to try to do it, but I didn't know how to. I should have left some gaps in here. So, all right, so look, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Now we got it. Those are two keys. 70 weeks is not just to a group of people. It's the people and the city. Because God doesn't just love the Jews. He loves that city called Jerusalem.
Glory.
Amen?
Right.
He loves it.
Right.
Why? Because that's where we're going back to.
Right.
God don't go back to something he don't like.
Right.
So this is the redemption. You've heard me say it before. Brother Dale said it many times. This is the six seals to the Jews. It's a sixfold purpose. Brother Brown preached a sixfold purpose. We're going to read some things in it here in just a minute. Is that all right?
Yes.
So 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Because if you'll remember when we did the seals, there's a time when there was an edict went out to go rebuild the city. They got part of it done. They quit.
Yeah.
That's why the Pharisees looked at Jesus. And they said, we've been building this temple for 49 years or whatever it is. And it took them 46 and it took them 49. You know what? Sometimes when you preach all that, you forget it. You really, in your humanity, you forget all that. But they said it took so long, but if you're reading the Bible, it really took them 49 years.
Right.
Why? Because they had to go back and it says it, you got to build the wall and the streets.
Right.
They built one and didn't build the other. But when they come to that last edict, the one that Brother Branham used, when the one went out, whoever it was, Nehemiah, one of them went and built the whole thing.
Right. Yes.
Got it done in 52 days, I think it was.
Yes.
All right, so that's what we're looking at. Upon thy people and upon thy holy city to do six things. Everybody got that? Six things we're going to do.
Right.
All right. Number one, finish the transgression.
Right.
To make an end of sins, not sin, sins.
Right.
And to make reconciliation for iniquity. That's three. Bring in everlasting righteousness. That's four. Seal up the vision and prophecy. That's five. And to anoint the most holy, that's six. Now that gets Israel into the millennium. Is that all right? Say amen.
Amen.
That finishes their redemption.
Yes.
So six seals finishes our redemption.
Right.
To finish the transgression. Justification. Make end of your sins, sanctification.
Right.
Make reconciliation for iniquity, give you the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And after you get the Holy Ghost, it brings in everlasting righteousness.
Right.
Seals up the vision and prophecy in you and anoints the most holy. Listen, when we take a body change, this thing right here is going to be anointed.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Glory.
So that's what's going to happen to Israel. To get them into the millennium, because the 70 weeks of Daniel does not finish until we go into the millennium.
Right.
All right? So that's where people are getting it so bad wrong. They're not listening to Brother Branham. There is 1 week left after the rapture.
Amen.
I'm going to say it one more time. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to read you the Bible.
That's right.
All right? So here, now, how is that going to happen? Daniel, we're telling you. Remember, Gabriel's talking to Daniel. Gabriel's telling Daniel this. 70 weeks are determined upon thy... Anyway, when that period happens right here, the 70 weeks are finished.
That's it.
Amen?
Right.
The 70 weeks are finished. 70 weeks are determined.
Right.
They're going to be finished when they anoint the most holy.
Right.
Stop here. Now, Daniel, I'm going to tell you how it's going to happen. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Right.
49 years. 49 years.
Right.
7 times 7. 1 week equals 7 years. All right? Shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. So there's one period here, 7 weeks. There's 60. What's 60? 60. 3 times 2. 60. 62 weeks. So you got 7 and 62 is how many? 7 plus 62 is 69.
Right.
Not, there's no halves in there anywhere. There's not a half anywhere in there.
Amen.
The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. Remember, they had one, they had a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. Because you know what? Them people around there did not want them people back in that city.
Right.
They'd attack them.
Yeah. Right.
So God said, you put a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. And you be doing this, and then when they said the enemy's coming, you got something to fight them with.
Right.
Listen, people still hate Jerusalem. They hate it. They hate them just as bad now as they did then. Just as bad. That hatred is still there, but oh, what a millennium. When Israel gets to rest.
Yeah, right.
We're already resting in God, but Israel will literally get to rest. The land and, see, there's your jubilee. The land rested at the jubilee.
Right,
right.
My, this is all good. Know therefore and understand from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem until the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 69 weeks. That's 69 weeks. After 69 weeks shall Messiah be cut off,
right,
but not for himself. Why was he cut off? He's cut off for me and you.
Right.
Amen? Because actually, who cut him off? The Jews cut him off. They're the ones that killed him. We killed him, but I mean literally.
Right.
That's when he turned to the Gentile church age.
Right.
This, the Gentile church age comes in right here. Right here. Because remember, Titus comes in AD 70, which is still in the first church age. Okay? We've never broke this down like this. I want to break it down if this is all we get done. All right? The prince shall come, shall destroy the city. Now, who is that? Titus. All
right,
but he was cut off, but not for himself. Boom. There's a cross right here. He was killed after 69 weeks.
Right.
He was killed. Yeah. Not halves. There ain't no half.
Right.
There isn't a half. There ain't no, I guess, ain't's a word now, so ain't. There ain't no half. So the prince is going to destroy the city and the sanctuary. In AD what? 70, Titus comes in. During the Gentile age, right? So this right here is the Gentile church age comes in right here, and there's 2,000 years in all this down to here. All
right,
now we ready. We've had 69 weeks in the Bible, correct?
Right, yes.
69, no 68 and a half, 67 and three quarters. And he, now listen, if we go in a rapture before God starts dealing with the Jews, who's that he? It's not God. Because this guy right here breaks the covenant. God don't break a covenant. So, and he, the Antichrist, the Pope, whoever you want to call him, and he shall confirm the covenant, we just read one of them right there. For with many for 1 week, which is 7 years. So how many weeks or how many years are left after the rapture of the church? 1 week. There is 7 years left after the rapture of the Gentile church. I do not care what anybody says. Because that's the Bible. That's Bible. Brother Brown said, faith's final resting place is in my message. He never said that. He said, faith's final resting place is in the Word of God. So I'm going to go with what the Word says. And he, the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, 3.5 years, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Now what's happening? Watch. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. He's going to make a covenant, but he's not making a covenant with them two prophets. They will not make a covenant with the Pope. I'll promise you that. They're two born again people. Prophets there are. You sit up here, you don't go to sleep, right, Brother Boyd? Keep you awake. And he shall, I'm loud. I know I'm loud. I'm sorry. I just get excited when you see this thing, you see the puzzle fit. And he shall confirm the covenant that he makes. What's he going to make a covenant? He's not going to make a covenant with them two prophets. He's not going to make a covenant with 144,000. He's going to make a covenant with the whole world.
Yeah, right.
Israel is included.
Right.
Leave us alone. Yep. The Pope says, leave Israel alone. Let them go back and make their sacrifices if they want to.
Right.
Isn't that the whole process that the Jews are wanting? They're wanting to get sacrifices back. They want the red heifer. They want the Holy of Holies. They want the menorah. Well, who owns all that stuff? The Catholic Church. When this guy right here, when Titus went into that city, he obliterated the temple, took the menorah, took the laver, took the gold, took the candlesticks, took the Holy of Holies. And hauled it back where? To Rome.
Right.
Hauled it back to the Pope. Well, there wasn't a Pope at that time. But he hauled them all, well, I guess it was. Hauled them all the way back. So where are they now? They're in Rome.
Yeah.
And he, the Antichrist, shall make a covenant because he's going to tell those Jews, I got what you need. So if you'll do what I say, just for a little while now, just for 7 years, just for 1 week, if you'll do what I'm going to say I'm going to do, then I'll give you, I'll make sure the nations don't even bother you anymore. That sound good? Sounds real good, doesn't it? For 1 week. But in the middle of that week, you know what's going to happen? They're going to be in there doing the sacrifice and the oblations, and they're going to make this and they're going to make that. But that 144,000 right in this 3.5 years, 1,260 days, those two witnesses are going to call out 144,000 born again believers. That are not in the temple making sacrifices. No, the Bible says they'll mourn. That's why we'll get to the Day of Atonement later on. The Day of Atonement is not the killing of the animal.
Right.
It's a mourning that there was a kill.
Right.
They're going to mourn. We read it just the other Sunday in Ezekiel or Zechariah where it says they'll say, where do you get the scars?
Right.
In your hand. It's saying the house of my friends. That's going to happen right here in that first part of that week. Let me give you a key. Scroll back down. Wait a minute. Scroll back up. Thank you. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. There you go. These six things happen, right?
Yep.
To redeem Israel.
Right.
And the city. And the city.
Yeah.
Got it? And the city. People and the city. Because to anoint the most holy, we know what Brother Brown said. That's the anointing, which is me and you.
Right.
Coming into the temple that they're going to build.
Amen.
According to Ezekiel 40 and 44.
Right.
Now I want to ask you a question. If we've only got 3.5 years to finish Daniel 70 weeks, if we only got 3.5 years left, somebody put that right there and put them last three in there. How can you bring in everlasting righteousness when you don't even have an battle of Armageddon happen yet?
Right.
Think! Think! None of that can happen until the end of that week. Not the end of 1260 days.
Yeah.
At the end of 1260 days, that's why I got that in red. At the end of 1260 days, that is the end of what the two witnesses have come to do. They've come to redeem 144,000. How are you going to bring in everlasting righteousness when you're facing the battle of Armageddon?
Right.
Can't happen. That's why there's 1 full week left. There's 3.5 years that the two prophets prophesy, and there's 3.5 years for all this other to happen, for them to build the millennium temple, and for us to come back into that temple to put us in the millennium. Is that all right? Because we're going to, let's read right here. There's a few things right here. Everybody all right? Say amen.
Amen.
I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying for us to be right.
Because
Brother Brown said if you don't get Daniel 70 weeks right, you can't get the seals right. That's why we, how many times have we been placing this in Daniel 70 weeks and preaching on the seals? Forever. All right? Thank you. For years. You're right. So we're looking now really on, come on, let's be sensible. There's three periods. There's a, go back down, down to here. There's a 7 week, a 62, and 7 is 69. So there's 70 weeks determined. 69 have already happened. Bible says that. Because Titus comes in and takes all this away on AD 70. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Right in here is a Gentile bride being took out. When God comes back to the Jews, there's 1 week left for the redemption of Israel. Now look, there's not 1 week left of tribulation. I did not say that. Never have I said it. Brother Branham never said it. There is not. I just told you the Battle of Armageddon is going to happen in the midst of that week. Because when that Pope comes in, you know what he's going to do? He's going to walk in after that 3.5 years. He said, you don't need to do those sacrifices anymore. I'm the Messiah. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about all hell break loose. Yeah. When a Pope, a Gentile Pope, walks into that temple and stands in the holy temple and says, I'm God. No, they're going to start pushing buttons. You've heard of the Samson effect, of the Samson, you know, if you go down, if I go down, you're going with me. In the midst of the week, you'll cause a sacrifice and oblation to cease. Well, see, during that time, the 1260 days of the prophets are going to be two prophets are going to be finished. They're going to have already called the 144,000 out. They're going to be killed. 144,000 is going to be killed. They're going to all take a rapture, and then the Battle of Armageddon is going to happen. In the midst of the week. So there is only 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry left. Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt. There's only 3.5 years of tribulation. No doubt. But there's 7 years left to finish Daniel's 70 weeks to get them in the millennium. We proved it and proved it and proved it. And I just go back to the Bible. That's what the Bible says. You argue with the Bible. If you tell me what Brother Brown says, I'm going to say, did he say what that said? He did. We just didn't understand what he's talking about. Because even in the seal book, I read it last night. Brother Brown says 70 weeks equals 7 years. He condensed all of the 70 weeks of Daniel to 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry over here, 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry over here. That's 1 week. So when they asked him when is the two prophets coming, he said the last half.
Yeah. That's right.
And he's exactly right. There's 3.5 years left here. There's 3.5 years left here of the Messiah message. All that other stuff is to the world, because there's 3.5 more years left to finish this 1 week. But it's not to Israel. It's to get the world knocked out, to get everything destroyed and get the Battle of Armageddon, get the 144,000 back. Let them build the Millennium Temple. It's going to take some time, because you know what? We're still in time. I'm telling you, the Battle of Armageddon, we think of the Battle of Armageddon obliterating everything. It will not. The Battle of Armageddon is man's fire. It is the battle between man and man. It is an atomic war. It may take 3.5 years to kill everybody. It's not going to be an instant kill. Starvation. Think of the radiation all over the whole world. But everybody's got to die. So there's going to be a point in time where it may take a little time. We think, well, the Battle of Armageddon is going to be 1 day. No, it's not going to be 1 day. It's going to take time. So there's got to be more time. And you can't bring in everlasting righteousness during a atomic storm. Everybody okay with that? All right. I don't want to be mean, but I'm telling you, you got to see what Brother Brown's talking about. If you don't look, you can't place it if you don't see it that way. Cannot place it. If you don't see it, Brother Brown said there's 3.5 years here, 3.5 years here. So when do the two prophets? They come at the end of this what? At the last of this 3.5 years of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Not at the last 3.5 years of the 70 weeks. Or he's wrong. Because the Bible's right. There's 1 week left after the rapture. Stare at that for about 30 minutes. Listen, it's not that I'm right and somebody else is wrong. The Bible's right. And we must go back to the Bible for everything we get, right? Amen? Clap if you want to. Give God the glory, not me. I thank God we had a prophet, because we'd never known this without Brother Brown telling us. But he can't tell us something wrong. Or we contend, just like the people out there in the world are contending, that he was wrong. What's the first thing they bring up? Believe the sign and all them people. The first doctrine they brought up was Daniel 70 weeks. Because they said Brother Branham was wrong. He changed it here and he didn't here, and he said 3.5. They just don't have the Holy Ghost. That's the whole problem.
Exactly right.
Amen? All right, let's read number 6. So they're going to do six things to put the Jews in the millennium. The two prophets are going to have their job is for 1260 days is to birth 144,000 Israelis or how you want Jews. So let's just read what he said just for reading purposes. To finish the transgression, that's number one. To finish what? To finish Israel's transgression. What is a transgress? It's to go against something. A transgress against me is to do a wrong to me. Transgress against you is to do a wrong to you. So Israel did a wrong to God. And in this 70th week, what's the 70th week? 7 years. In this 70th week, what's going to happen? God is going to finish the transgression of Israel. What? Through two prophets. The opening of the sixth seal shows this right here. God is going to finish the transgression of Israel. Finish the transgression will be turning away the ungodliness from Jacob. And then all Israel will be born again. Now, look, not all Israel, 144,000. All right, now he knows that and you know that. But you know what? God had him say things just to try us. Hello? Even Brother Brown said he'll have a brother say something against you just to see how you'll react. Boy, that's pretty rough. Let me read you something here. Somebody give me that. Who should give me? Somebody give me this in church, and I will read it again. I don't want to take time. I was going to get done at 3 o'clock, but you know what? We'll be fine. What did I do with it? Jim took it out of my billfold. I don't have it. There ain't a dime in there, buddy. Not a dime. Maybe I threw it away. No, I didn't. I left it at home. It's hanging up at home. It says sometimes. It says something like this. He says. Sometimes the reason people hate you is because they don't like your, their spirit doesn't, in other words, coincide with yours. Right. Didn't you put that, you wrote that, didn't you? Dick did. I like that. I keep that, man. I'm telling you. But look, all of them will receive the Holy Spirit. Number two. Now this is the second one. This is finish the transgression. Make an end of sin. Number two, write this down on your paper. We stay a long time. Anyway, let's go down to number two. Make an end of sins. Now let's read again. Daniel, finish transgression, make an end of sins. That's his second purpose of coming. First is to finish Israel's transgression and to make an end of sin. Where did Israel sin? Where did they do their vile sin? Remember, when he was cut off, after that 69 week, when Messiah was cut off, this is what cut him off. Where did Israel sin? Where did they do their vile sin? Where did they separate themselves from God? Now listen close. Let's turn to Matthew 24. Here's where Israel made her fatal mistake. Now keep going on down. Going down to the... Because he was talking about Pilate. Listen, here's their mistake. Here's their sin. Then answered the people, his blood be on us and on our children. So see, the two prophets in Revelations that we were just talking about, they're going to preach God, they're going to preach Jesus Christ to them people to take away their sin. Because remember, what did he say? Forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they're doing. That's where they done it. He was making an end of sin for them. How could he do anything else but forgive them, knowing that he had to blind their eyes so that you and I could come in? Amen. And there's that fifth sealed Jew. See, there's that fifth sealed Jew put in there. Because the only way the fifth sealed Jew could come in is that God literally blinded his own children's eyes.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. All right, let's read number seven. It's because you got to do the last one. To make reconciliation. Number three is make reconciliation for iniquity. To make reconciliation for iniquity. Iniquity is doing wrong as they did at the cross down at the very bottom. He made reconciliations, but it will not be applied to them. It was not applied. What? In other words, it wasn't applied to them at the cross. They never accepted it. But they're going to accept it through the two prophets. They're going to accept that. He made reconciliation. Listen, he did everything at the cross. He did everything for us at the cross. We've just got to accept that. It was not applied to them. Why? Because they were blinded and could not see. And why did they blind? You say, well, maybe today because I'm blind. You're willfully blind. They were blinded because God blinded them, but you're blind because you're willfully blind. There's no reconciliation for you.
Amen.
If you believe not, I am He, Jesus said, you'll die in your sins.
Right.
That's right. Amen. Now in Isaiah, When he makes reconciliation for iniquity, still in the sixfold purpose. Go to number 8. We got to get out of here. We got to leave the house at 3:30. Who's heard such a thing? Earth was made bring forth in one day, for as soon as Zion travaileth, she brought forth her children. That's Isaiah 66. As soon as Zion saw that she was there, that was their Messiah, she was born again in one day.
Amen.
Make reconciliation for sin. Now see, if he does all that, look, end of sin, reconciliation for iniquity, all those things, what has he done? He's restored Israel back through the 144,000, give them the Holy Ghost, and they're standing there complete, and they got to go into rapture.
Right.
But you got to remember, that finishes their earthly part. Now, when you bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up the vision and prophecy, and anoint the most holy, that continues on after the 1260 days. That's why, folks, there's exactly 3.5 more years left after the rapture of the 144,000 to finish Daniel's physical 70 weeks. That's just the way it is. God bless you, Stan. We'll get to the trumpets next week. I really enjoy those trumpets. They may not be to us, but boy, there's nuggets in there like you wouldn't believe. But you and I are privileged.
Glory.
That God has given us revelation.
Glory.
And you know what? It fits. You don't have to say, but he said. I hate when somebody says that. You know, Brother Brown said this and this, but he also said. Well, now what are you saying? He contradicted himself? No. There's only 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry left to finish the redemption part of us in Israel. Because it's real easy. You take the 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry. Now, who got that? The Gentiles. Remember, Israel was cut off. Look at me just for a second. 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry right here. All right? He was cut off from amongst his people, so the Jews don't get that. The Gentiles get this part. So the 1260 days that's promised to Israel is over here. Right? Gentiles in between. So remember, if you didn't have the Gentiles, you pull it together. But look, truthfully, there's not 7 years of Jesus' ministry. He preached 3.5 years, but the Gentiles got this revelation. The two prophets are going to preach the same revelation to take out 144,000. So, Brother Branham, 70 weeks equals 7 years. He breaks it all down, takes all the walls and all the bringing and this and this, and he breaks it down to redemption. Redemption of the Gentiles, redemption of the Jews. So, Brother Branham, when are they going to prophesy? The last half of this week? Absolutely. The last half of the week he's talking about. It is not the last half of the 70th week,
right,
as the Bible talks
Amen.
About.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. God bless you. Let's bow our head. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the day that we're living in and the time. It may be the worst time and have all kind of things that we have to overcome in this age, but Lord, what a wonderful time it is that what was written in that Bible, what you wrote from your mind straight through the mind of all the prophets and sages and the ones that wrote the Bible, that we're now the manifestation of that. We're the culmination of the Gentile dispensation. And you've given us revelation, and we thank you for that, Lord. We ask you just bless us now and take care of us. Lord, if anybody needs anything, let them come forward. We'll sing a song, be dismissed, be with us all on the highways. Give us all a safe trip. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing a verse.
Been made more conquerors, overcomers in this life. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Sing it to him.
We've been made more than conquerors.
one more time.
Now troubles may come knocking at your door.
Listen now.
Don't be afraid.
Amen.
You know
don't fear.
It's not like before.
No fear.
Don't you give in. Don't let it bring you down. 'Cause you don't have to worry anymore.
What?
We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life.
Thank you, Lord.
We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Sing it one more time.
We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. We've been made victorious.
We're going to realize that one day.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. All minds clear. Everybody doing good. Just be careful on the way home. Pray for us. Pray that it doesn't rain tomorrow. It's supposed to be 100% chance of rain while we're looking around. So pray that, that it's not going to be so bad. So God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Remember all the announcements and all the things. But if all minds are clear, you're dismissed. God be with you. Be back here Wednesday night. Brother Bob, be preaching for us. Brother Bob, be preaching for us. He's up Wednesday night. God Amen. Bless you.
Now hold on. We're getting stronger every day. There's no reason for you to go astray. Don't you lean to your own understanding. Just lean on Him and then we will all say.